This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Some Afghans are facing starvation in coming months because of funding shortfalls to relief organizations. The World Food Program says it faces a net funding shortage of $960 million to sustain humanitarian operations over the next 6 months. A World Food Program spokesman in Afghanistan told VOA that the group has cut its activities down to what he called the bare minimum from June to August of this year. He said WFP is focusing on 10 million people with the most urgent needs. Aid agencies say the number of Afghans who need help is almost 19 million, more than half the population. Pope Francis is ending his Canadian visit with a stop in a small, far north city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In his extensive papal travels, Francis has never journeyed further north than Iqaluit, the capital city of an Inuit-governed territory in northern Canada. On Friday, it will be the final stop of his six-day Canadian visit, focused on apologies for abuses of Indigenous youths at Catholic-run boarding schools. Iqaluit is a distinctive destination, home to about 7,500 people, but not a single traffic light, with no road or rail links to the outside world. Its lone Catholic church serves parishioners from at least five continents. More than 100 of them routinely fill the pews each Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian forces on Thursday launched massive missile strikes on Ukraine's Kyiv and Chernihiv regions. Those are areas that haven't been targeted in weeks, while Ukrainian officials announced an operation to liberate an occupied region in the country's south. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke for more than 2 hours on Thursday amid rising tensions between their two nations. The call began at 8:33 a.m. and ended at 10:50. It's the fifth talk of their presidencies and their first since March, shortly after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Relations between the two countries have been strained by talk of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's potential trip to Taiwan. The island of Taiwan governs itself, but China considers it part of Chinese territory. John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, told reporters on Wednesday that it's important that the lines of communication with President Xi remain open. President Biden says he backs a historic deal by Senate Democrats on an expansive health care and climate change package. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The legislation seemed all but dead before a startling agreement this week between Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia's Joe Manchin.
I think it's a win-win.
Here at the White House, the president said it will tackle inflation, invest in clean energy, and lower prescription drug costs.
It'll literally be a godsend for many families.
Though top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell sees it differently.
Green New Deal craziness that will kill American energy and prescription drug socialism.
The Senate's expected to vote next week, setting up the president for an unexpected win heading into November's elections. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned Myanmar's executions of four political prisoners and called for an immediate halt to all forms of violence and full respect for human rights and the rule of law. The statement, approved by all 15 council members, noted Myanmar had hanged the men after the Association of Southeast Asian Nations appealed for the sentences to be reconsidered. ASEAN has been leading global affairs to bring peace to Myanmar since the military takeover, but the bloc said this week the executions set back its efforts to facilitate dialogue. China is an important Myanmar ally. It welcomed the Security Council's alignment of views with ASEAN's remarks after the executions, which diplomats say Beijing had sought. Iranian state TV says a landslide triggered by heavy rains in Iran's capital has killed at least four people and injured at least nine. The report said heavy rains in the early hours of Thursday caused flash floods and landslides in the northwestern part of the city. There was also damage to a religious shrine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.